Hey, New Life Church, it's Christmas time, and so glad that you are connecting with us together online today. For those of you that are at home or away this weekend, I just want to say a special greeting to all of you. We are thinking of you, praying for you, and so glad that you're tuning in with us today as we begin our Christmas series called Celebrate Christmas. And if you're like me, I think this year has proved more than any other year that my family and I, we have been Christmas ready like for a while. Like early November, my wife and kids were putting up the Christmas tree. We're just looking for reasons to celebrate this Christmas season. It's been a long year for many of us, but it's been a good year nonetheless. But we are excited to be having something to celebrate in this season. We get to celebrate Christmas, and we get to celebrate Jesus. And so in the first part of this series, we're going to talk about the gift of Christmas. The gift of Christmas is a reason that we can celebrate Christmas this year. The gift of Christmas is really the gift that keeps on giving. And we're going to look at it. We're going to read the account in Matthew chapter 1. Here's how it starts. It says, "This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about, because Jesus is the gift of Christmas." So this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, so he was a faithful believer in God, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, and how many times have we considered taking actions in our life, and then God speaks to us? And the angel of the Lord said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." This name Jesus, it is the Hebrew name Yeshua. And in Greek, Jesus, what it means is the Lord saves. You will name this boy Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet Isaiah. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So the first thing is Jesus, the gift. Jesus is the gift of Christmas. And I know here in a couple weeks, or maybe you've already started giving gifts to friends and family members. And on Christmas morning, as is a tradition around the whole world, we open up gifts on Christmas. But Jesus is the ultimate gift. He is the gift of Christmas. John 3:16, probably one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." He gave. Jesus is the gift. "That he gave his one and only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." What a gift. What a gift that is. Gifts many times warrant different responses from us. But this is what I would say about gifts, that the greatest gifts express the worth of the recipient more than the value of the gift. Have you ever received like a surprisingly good gift? Like you did not expect the gift you received. Many times it causes a response of awe and wonder because we would have never guessed somebody would have been so thoughtful or would have thought us even to be worthy of a gift like that. The greatest gifts always express the worth of the recipient more than the value of the gift. Because the gift likely had great value, maybe it took the giver great sacrifice to give you that gift. To the giver, it wasn't as big of a sacrifice as others would think because they were considering the recipient. And so when you maybe had that gift that you were really surprised by, like, I can't believe they did this for me, that surprise is because the gift expresses how worth it you must be to the giver, and your worth is greater than the value of the gift. And so so there's a couple different responses to these gifts. Sometimes things you'll hear when somebody opens up a really, really good gift is you'll hear them say, "Well, what? For me? Like, you got this for me?" Their expression of surprise is that they can't believe that somebody would have done such a thing for them. That kind of gift. Because really it's the expression saying, "I didn't realize that you thought of me like this." In other words, they're saying that it's almost as though I must be really worth something to you for you to express this in a gift like that. The greatest gift expresses the worth of the recipient more than the value of the gift. One time when I was in junior high, I was going to a birthday party for a girl that, let's just be honest, I was crushing on this girl. I had a crush on this girl, and it was her birthday party. A bunch of all my youth group buddies were going to her birthday party, and people got her gifts. You know, people got her typical, you know, birthday gifts, little things, but not me. I was like, this is Devin Galloway's moment to shine, that I am once and for all going to show my crush exactly what I think of her. So I remember I went to the store with my mom, I had some money, and I bought these really nice earrings. I thought that would have been cool. I thought that would have been a great expression of how I felt about this little girl when I was a middle schooler. And my mom was like, "Devin, like, this seems like a pretty significant gift for a birthday." My mom was like, "It's going to be very evident how you feel about her with a gift like this." And I was like, "Mom, that's the point. This is my moment. I want her to receive this gift and fall for me," right? And so I go to this birthday party. I've got this little gift, and it's wrapped just right. And I'm so nervous to give it to her, because, like, when she receives this gift, she is going to know exactly how I feel. And so I'm, like, feeling really anxious and nervous. And so I show up to the party. I've got this gift in my hand. And everybody's like, "Hey, just throw the presents over there." I'm like, no. I'm thinking about this. This is a gift I've got to give to her directly. And so I wait until the party's completely over, and I kept the gift with me. And so after the party's over and everybody's going home, their parents are picking them up, I go to her one-on-one, and I give her this gift of earrings. And I said, "Hey, happy birthday." I made some kind of cheesy remark. And then I give it to her, and then I turn around, and I start to leave, and I turn around, and I go like this. I give her one of those. I give her this big wink, like, "You know it." And so later on, I heard from one of her friends that she opened the gift, and she was like, "Why did Devin get me earrings?" Like, she was so, like really put off by it, that I had this idea that the gift would be an expression of exactly how I felt about her, and the way she received that gift told me exactly how she felt about me. And I was totally rejected. I was totally embarrassed. And that's my funny story about how a gift can show someone exactly how you feel, but also how the recipient responds shows how their sense of gratitude about how you feel. And so here's the thing. Our response to the gift of Jesus is one that we when we receive the gift of Jesus, I know my response is, "Wow, I didn't know that God thought of me like this. I didn't know that this is how God thinks of me." And that's the point of a good gift. Is a good gift expresses the worth of the recipient more than the value of the gift. And the gift of Jesus, it should reveal to you exactly what God thinks of you. And he thinks so highly of you, like we read before, that he would give his one and only son. Another response to a gift is, first was, wow, for me? Like, I can't believe this is how you think of me. The second response to gifts sometimes is a response that says, what? How did you know? How did you know I wanted this? How did you know I always wanted that? How did you know that this is exactly what I need? Because gifts, it can be an expression that I know you deeply. That when you give a gift to somebody, when they have that type of response, it shows that you know who they are. Jenny and I, our favorite gifts to give our three boys are gifts that they never asked for, but are gifts that they absolutely will love. And they didn't even know to ask for these gifts, but as their parents, we know them deep enough that we know when a gift is going to hit the spot, that it's going to bring them joy. It's going to be like, wow, this is, right? Like, because we know them. And these are exactly like the gifts. That is the gift of Jesus. He knows us and expresses exactly how he thinks of us. Matthew 1, 21 says, she will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The gift of Jesus. And the response is, this is for me? You got this for me? And secondly, the response should be, for many times, is how did you know that that's exactly what I needed? How did you know that this Christmas, this salvation, forgiveness, acceptance, it's exactly what I need this Christmas? Jesus, the gift. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift of Jesus, it displays for all humanity that you have worth and you are known by God. The gift of Jesus expresses exactly what God thinks of you. And you know what God thinks of you? He thinks you were worth it. God thinks that you are worth sending his only son. And Jesus' arrival in the manger that Christmas morning was just the beginning of an expression of exactly what God thinks of you. He thinks you are worth it. He thinks you're worth spending everything he had of Jesus giving up his entire life just for you. It's an expression of exactly what God thinks of you, Jesus, the gift. But secondly, Jesus, the seed. Jesus, the seed. The important part of Christmas is not that Jesus came, but the important part of Christmas is why he came in the first place. John 12:24 says it like this, very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Jesus came to reveal God to mankind. That's one of the reasons why he came, was to reveal God to us. Who God is, and to reveal what God does. Jesus came to express the love of God. Jesus came to show mercy and to show the forgiveness of God. Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God and to fulfill the law. Jesus came to show us how to live and live righteously. He came to bring peace. He came to heal the sick. He came to provide for those in need. Yet all of those are not the ultimate purpose for why he came. He could have done all of those great things without ever being born a man. But he was born a man. And why was Jesus born a man? He was born a man in order that he could die like a man. 1 Timothy chapter 1, it says this. Here is a trustworthy statement, a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm the worst, of whom I am the worst. So from a crib to a cross, Jesus was born in order that Jesus could die. The baby that laid in a manger was born that Christmas morning in order to one day die a criminal's death. Imagine his soft little human hands in the manger, fashioned in Mary's womb by the Holy Spirit, would one day were made to be pierced by nails in his hands. Or his tiny baby feet would one day stagger up a hill to be nailed to a cross. His warm, small baby head would soon bear the crown of thorns. Jesus was that of a seed. He was that of a seed. And nearly as soon as he blossomed on Christmas morning, he would soon also die a criminal's death on a cross. And like a seed buried in the ground, Jesus was placed in the grave. But like a seed, though it is dead and buried, soon rises again and creates new life. So Jesus was placed in the tomb and would one day, 3 days later, rise again. So Jesus is the gift. Jesus is that of a seed, but Jesus is the resurrected. He's the resurrected. And by his death, sins were forgiven. Sins weren't forgiven because he was born. Sins were forgiven because he died, which speaks to the real reason of Christmas. The real reason why Jesus came in the first place. And because of that, the burden is lifted. Sins are forgiven. Chains are broken. People are free. But then it is by his resurrection that we too can rise with him in new life. And this Christmas, you can receive the gift of Jesus and the gift of a brand new life. John 11, 25. This is Jesus speaking. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. No one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And then he asks this question, do you believe this? And this is the question I ask you today. Do you believe this? Do you believe in Jesus? The real gift of Christmas is new life in Christ. That's the real gift of Christmas. Don't spend another Christmas. Don't prepare for a new calendar year without receiving the real gift of Christmas that brings new life in Christ. And like Jesus resurrected on the third day, Jesus is still resurrecting lives today. He's still bringing people out of their slumber, out of their sin, out of their addiction, out of what is burdening them, and giving them great freedom and life. And so why would Jesus exchange a throne in heaven and a crown for that of thorns and a cross here on earth? Why would he do that? Why would the God of all creation, of all power, why would he humble himself to my cross in my world? Why would he do that? Why become the greatest gift for all humanity? One reason why he would do any of this. Three words: all for you. All for you. He would do it all, and he would do it all again if he gets to have you. Because the greatest gift expresses the worth of the recipient more than the value of the gift. Jesus sees you worth it all. And that is why we in turn look to the giver, look to Jesus and his sacrifice, his expression of love for us. And that's why we actually turn back to him and say, no, holy, holy are you, worthy are you. And we in turn surrender our lives to him. So this Christmas, would you maybe renew your expression of servitude towards him? Would maybe you this Christmas renew your faith in him and prepare for a new year, maybe this Christmas, you can receive a gift now before Christmas morning ever comes. You can receive the gift of Jesus. Pray with me this morning. Father God, I pray for everybody watching this today, wherever they're at. God, may you meet them where they are. Lord, you are the gift of Christmas. And God, I pray that you would continue to set people free. And right now, wherever you are, you can just cry out to him. You can just say, God, forgive me. Would you accept me? Would you give me that gift of the forgiveness of my sins and set me free and raise me up in a brand new life? I pray this in Jesus' name. As we celebrate Christmas this year at New Life, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, New Life Church, thank you so much for joining us today. If this is your first time joining us and you'd like to learn a little bit more about New Life Church, you can text the word CONNECT to the number 765-347-9127. If you're a regular New Lifer and you'd like to continue your worship through giving, there are three different ways you can give. You can give on our website, newlifeforkokomo.org. You can mail your giving to the church. The address is 1803 East Vale Avenue, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. Or you can text New Life for Kokomo to the number 77977. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you guys next time.